What's good, family? Welcome to another episode of Solo Dolo, and I'm your host, D. Moraney. As always, I have with me tonight...
It's your boy, Son Capone, the greatest rapper never known. And we in the building, man.
Chilling. Yeah, we are, man. Chilling. What's good with you, man? How you been?
Oh, man. We running. We running, man. Trying to stay busy. Yeah, life is good when you got some options, and I'm blessed to say that, you know, I've got some options, and... just thankful for it, you know?
Yeah, what a quick say, balance and options, right?
Hey, you know, shit.
Yeah, definitely, man. So let's start off the show just shouting everybody out. Big shouts out to King OG. Big shouts out to Big Pooh. Part of the Honest Conversation about Hip Hop Squad, man. Big shout outs to the Audio Boom website. Big shout outs to the Digital Soapbox Network and everybody who supports the show. Thank you for listening in. But man, we're gonna start off. We're gonna get to it, man. This has been an eventful week. Not a lot of this is hip hop related, but it is, you know, it is connected to the culture some way. So we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna talk about this. So let's start off, man, with probably the most hilarious story to me that I've heard in a minute is billionaire Robert Kraft, CEO. Well, no, he's actually the owner of the Patriots. I think the CEO is his son. This week, getting caught up with like 25 other nasty ass dudes soliciting prostitutes in Florida. And I might just break myself, cause you know you look that good to be crazy. So according to police, they have several videos of him engaged in graphic.
Would you watch them videos?
Nah, I'm good.
His bras in high heels stomping on his old ass balls.
Yeah. I'm good, man. Especially after the Brady kiss. You know, that best one he gave Brady after the Super Bowl.
A real kiss, man? Because I look like, did they Photoshop that shit? You know, because they got them Photoshop with like Baby and them.
Yeah.
Wayne kissing. Like, I know they kissed once, but there's like five shots of that shit, you know?
I mean, there's a video. I saw someone who had showed the TV with the video. You know, the cats that, like myself, who don't know how to download the video, they're going to just take the...
they're going to hit pause.
Yeah, right.
Run the tape.
Right, right. They're going to record the video from their phone of the actual TV. So I saw that. So, I mean, that's besides the point.
He wasn't in the mood for Brady this week.
No, he definitely wasn't. So, allegedly, again, he was busted along with 25 other people. And these are some high-ranking individuals, CEOs and former CEOs of other companies.
Backpage?
Well, Backpage is gone. So,
DL's like, bitch, I got 100,000. Bring 25 bitches and come on through.
And that's what's wild to me, man, because you're a billionaire and you in there dropping $65-$70 to get whatever was done to him. Like, allegedly,
he
golden showers, all this type of wild
shit. Him an interest payment to a CD.
I don't know, man. I mean, if you have that type of money, which he does, you just should not be involved in these type of things. You have enough money to pay for someone who is willing to do that. No fuss, no muss, no drama.
Motherfucker, do you know how hefty he can get a vanilla fucking visa?
Yes. A vanilla visa.
He can green down a bitch. You know what I mean? By
chance. Stupid.
Robert Kraft is an idiot, man. How you got all that goddamn money? And
there's, like I said, there's three other CEOs that were caught up in this situation, man.
Man, what the
According to
I need to start selling some pussy. That's what the fuck I need to do. I'm the wrong. Hey, you talking about going to work on Monday? Shit.
Wait, how you gonna do that? You just gonna grow some pussy? Like, how you gonna do that? You gonna some clones?
It is hoes that need their direct TV bills paid for this one.
Hey,
Hulu and Netflix and shit. How else are the kids gonna watch fucking The Incredibles 2 and shit? You better work this 70-year-old.
70-billion-year-old is what you want to say. But according to Adam Schefter of ESPN, supposedly Kraft is not the biggest name in this whole situation. There's a bigger name to that. Now, this this massage parlor, air quotes, happens to be in a short distance of Mar-a-Lago, where the United States of America stays. And they boys, and they definitely boys.
He donated $1 million for the campaign.
So let me ask you this: what is a bigger name? Let's just think about this. What could be a bigger name than Robert Kraft in this situation? If Adam Schefter is correct, you know, I know it's not football, but what's a bigger name? Is Tom Brady a bigger name, you think, scandal-wise?
I mean, that's where it puzzled me at first, and I started thinking too much. And I'm like, man, you know, with the new alliance with Meek and Jay, I was thinking maybe Jay, but, I mean, Jay is like... He's like middle school compared to what the fuck Robert Kraft is, you know what
I mean? I don't see Jay and Robert Kraft at the whole house together. I just especially at like there was
in
that
Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah, there was that like a fucking what are those called? Little town square fucking spa. They weren't even like in a nice location. Motherfuckers were like next to a liquor store and a florist. Mm. You know what I mean? So like, I don't see Jay really doing that.
I didn't either. Like I said, I overthought it. Yeah. I'm like, maybe Jay, or, you know.
Like, what's the other name?
It wouldn't be, what the fuck, Bezos or whatever the fuck from Amazon. Like, I know they don't kick it.
Nah, because they're on, I don't see them kicking it.
Fucking,
but is that a bigger name? Is Jeff Bezos a bigger name than Robert Kraft?
And I'm thinking financially as far as, you know what I mean?
Right.
As far as who's on his paper level.
Well, so what he said was biggest name. He didn't say there were richer people. Schefter said there's bigger names. So in my opinion,
names.
He said, "Well, there's he's not the biggest name that's involved in this bust. So that could be one. That could be more. Just you know, pure speculation at this point. But is Tom Brady a bigger name?
With Tom Brady, this wouldn't ruin Tom Brady. You know what I mean? It might fuck up his marriage, but it's not gonna. Tom Brady is gonna be taking snaps next September.
And I'm just throwing wild shit out there. Is Michael Jordan a bigger name? I don't know if Michael's going to be in fucking Jupiter, but, you know.
I'm not a big Mike fan, but I just don't see Mike and Robert Kraft getting pussy together. You know what I mean? Like,
I agree with you, too, man.
They're not Operation Red Tails, you know what I mean?
So you think it's a government official or the president? I mean, could that be the only bigger name?
It has to be. Yeah, it has to be. Yeah. Like, who else is on that level other than the leader of the free world or, you know, with fucking Nancy Pelosi or some shit? Like, no, that shit ain't going there.
Nancy and they're doing it, huh?
And Kamala Harris, they've been riding on that sister for the last 3 weeks. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
Yeah, man. I mean, again, it's crazy, man. You got all that money and you're getting it in at the... at the town shopping center in Jupiter, Florida. That's crazy. Oh, man.
Bed Bath and Body Works. And
not even, man. That's one of them shopping centers that got like a tax spot, like a bootleg pet store with like a real hungry rabbit in that front window and stuff like that. They got not even a 99-cent store. They got a discount store. Oh, not even a 99, not the official joint. You know what I mean?
Like, how are they pulling out to this motherfucker? Like, they deserve to get cracked.
That's
what
I'm saying.
These motherfuckers is in limos and shit like
that. Do you think Robert Kraft got a hoopty just sitting somewhere? You think he pulled it up and...
See, he's not that... See... People of color that acquire money, we gotta do shit like that.
Right, right.
But this motherfucker he can pull up in Wendy's and get a 4 for $4 and shit. Ain't nobody gonna judge him, you know what I mean?
Right. I don't know, man. It's like I said, it's wild to me, man. But so let's
bring on the tape.
You wanna see the tape?
Hey, what is old ass doing?
Nothing.
Oh shit.
77? Come on now.
Man, you never know, man. He might have some old Illuminati technique.
Unless that motherfucker got the Fountain of Youth on one of his multiple properties.
Hell no, but he's got one hell of a prescription. You know what I mean?
Shit. Yeah, I mean, money cures all, so I'm sure them broads is in there wilding like, you know, he's a. What was it? They out there wilding like he Mr. Marcus or something.
Oh shit! Could you imagine? Hey! She killing Taraji and shit, interacting fucking their debut and shit.
That's crazy, man.
So let's go from Robert Kraft to his boy Meek Mill, who Michael Rappaport, they got into a Twitter beef this past week over Rappaport saying that he thought Meek Mill was trash, and then Meek had shot back like, yeah, but you took a photo with me, and then later Michael apologized. So we had talked about this beforehand, well, actually earlier in the week, and you were saying that like you didn't really disagree with what Rappaport was saying in regards to Meek being trash. So then you made a statement in regards to you could name 10 better or 10 people you'd rather listen to musically
from Philly
than Meek Mill. So you're going to give us your list of these 10. Before we get into these 10, what is it with Meek? Why is it that you feel he's trash?
Because he yells, there's no real cadence. He's not an MC. I mean, he doesn't come up with dope concepts or anything like that. It's, you know, you heard one Meek track, you heard them all. You know what I mean? He's the same motherfucker for the last, you know, I don't know how long he's been on, what, 6, 8 years or something.
So even with the latest shit, Champions, where he ain't yelling as much.
You know, he found more it's of smoother. His inner peace and
he's
shit.
He's progressed. I say definitely agree with you in regards to the styles changed a lot. So to you, he's just unlistenable. You can't really.
I can't fuck with him. You know.
Okay.
I mean?
So give me. Is this in order from like
not,
10
not, to, not, sorry, not, just, okay. not in order, man. Right. I had to put this together because I really didn't give it thought, but I know my Forbes top 10 list buddy over here. Shit. Hey,
you said I can name 10. I said, give me 10. And to your credit, you fucking delivered 10 in a very short amount of time. You actually surprised me. I'm like, this motherfucker ain't giving me 10. But you gave me 10. Mm. So give me the 10. Give the world the 10.
Let's give them the 10.
Let's do it.
This is my opinion. This is not the opinions based on an honest conversation about hip hop. This is
solely the opinion you ain't got to give a disclaimer on this show. This is what you do.
10 motherfuckers that I'm fucking with from Philly over Meek Mill.
Over Meek, yes.
All right. So I'll give you Black Dot, which I'm pretty sure.
Agree.
The majority would agree with.
Yes.
Beanie Siegel.
I'm taking Beanie over, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go Freeway.
I'll take Freeway from a nostalgia point, yeah.
You disagree, but I'm going to have to take Cassidy.
I'm not taking Cassidy. I never
over
liked,
Meek fucking
I
Mill?
Never liked Cassidy, the song maker, you know? So I think Meek has some better songs than Cassidy has.
I know.
So that's me.
I can't tell you a fucking Meek Mill song.
No, I mean, if you're not checking for it, you know, he doesn't have big hits in my opinion, but Cassidy had some big hits, but, you know, Come to the Hotel, shit like that. That shit is, you know... It is what it is. I wouldn't say it's better than Meek's music, but all right, go ahead, Cassidy.
Man,
all right.
To me, that shit had more of a mainstream run than Meek. Is
of course,
right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, so, I agree with you on that.
All right, so I go Cassidy. Right. I'm gonna go. Motherfuckers probably kill me, but I'm gonna go Will Smith over Meek.
Will's a goat, so no one's gonna kill you on that. Meek doesn't have a summertime, but go ahead.
All right, then I'd go Gilly. Gilly. I'm rolling with Gilly just with the influence. I mean, Gilly Ron.
Very respected in Philly, and a Philly staple. So I would say just off of legacy and what he's done for Philly so far, I'll give you Gilly. I don't know if I'd want to listen to Gilly before Meek, but to be honest, I haven't heard anything recently from Gilly. I'm not checking for Gilly. So, okay. I can't fight you on that one.
All right. So I'd take Gilly. Mm-hmm. I'd take Bahamadia.
Legends. Okay. Yes, definitely. Okay.
Then I'm gonna go ahead. I'll take fucking Young Chris and Neef and they fucking cousin Jerome. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, Young Guns.
I would take the Young Guns.
Better
and
love.
We about to get some real disrespectful. So
what do you mean real disrespectful?
we gonna get real disrespectful. I'd rather listen to fucking Charlie Baltimore or fucking
Man, you are bullshit. I've known you over almost 3 decades. I've never seen you bump any fucking Charlie Baltimore solo.
Hey, Meek Mill would make me bump Charlie fucking Baltimore. I can't fuck with
Meek Mill. So you're telling me if you had a choice right now, someone's like, yo, I got new Charlie Baltimore or I got new Meek Mill.
I'm going Charlie.
All right, go ahead.
I'm sticking with the Red Bones.
Yeah.
All right. So Charlie Baltimore. Uh-huh. And I was going to take Corrupt.
Okay, you slid that one in there.
From
Philly. I agree with you.
So I would take fucking Vinny Paz.
Okay. All right.
And I think Vinny Paz is he's more of an established MC. He's a better MC than Meek.
He's a better rapper than Meek Mill, definitely he is. And his music is more cultural, or is more politically charged and shit like that. Yeah. So yeah, I give it to you.
All right. Then I would take fucking who else? Eve. I'll take fucking Eve. Eddie can throw Gwen Stefani shit, man.
I don't believe that. I know you're being disrespectful with those. No disrespect to Eve. I am not listening to, again, same question.
But you can new tolerate Eve. This shit. I can't tolerate new this Eve. Shit.
New Meek.
You I'm rolling with new fucking Eve. Eve.
Yeah.
All right, man. I'm rolling with fucking Eve. And then, I mean, you got... Who else?
You already listened like 13 motherfuckers. So all right, you won.
All right, yeah, shit.
So that's at Sime, SimKapone.
And fuck you and anybody else that want to rock with me. I'll get Drake again, motherfucker. Oh.
And that was I guess Mike Rappaport's point was like you were trash because you lost to Drake, or was it the fact that Meek was tough talking? I didn't understand the Drake element of it. What was that about?
Well, no. Okay, so Michael Rappaport was talking about MCing, and I mean, Meek Mill is not an MC. He's not. I don't give a fuck what nobody said.
No, I agree with you.
So he was saying that if you an MC, your moment
isn't a battle.
Is responding to Drake. That is right. Your fucking moment. Right, and, right. You know, and that's where these young motherfuckers got it all twisted, because the rapper and MC, and we got to go ahead and we got to differentiate, but that was his moment to go ahead and respond to Drake. And if you a street motherfucker, how you going to let Drake get the best of you? You know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
so that's what Rappaport's, you know, his whole statement, you know, so.
And you know what? I
don't know why Meek got offended. Like, motherfucker.
I think because Meek's hot, right? I think Meek right now is he thinks he's red hot. He's giving speeches at, you know, brunches and Diddy's parties, and, you know, he came home, he's well received, he's hella confident, he beat, you know, his life was on the line, and he came out of that. So, I mean, I can understand where he's at, and then you got Michael Rappaport, who you don't know if he's trolling or if he's just doing Michael Rappaport shit, or if this is how he really feels about you. And unfortunately, Michael Rappaport has a voice in this industry and in the culture, you know what I mean? And that voice continues to grow.
So do you think now, does he have a validated voice?
To call Meek trash? Look, trash is something, that is a word that old heads use a lot. And youngsters are using it now. So I call people MCs, hey, yo, that song is trash. And it just means I'm not feeling it. This rapper is trash. You know, Lil Uzi is trash, or... shit, who's somebody that people, you know, feel that is...
Pump and...
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of someone who can actually rap. Like, M. I think M is trash. You know, but is M trash? No, he's not. But that is the way that I choose to identify with someone that I'm not feeling. You know what I mean? Now, I can say, hey, Lil Pump is trash, and then I'm going to say M is trash. Well, are they the same? Are they in that same trash can? No. And M's not really in the trash can. So
one is a bathroom trash and the other one is a dumpster.
The landfill. You know, M's a landfill. And, you know, Little Pump is the fucking bathroom. The kitty bathroom trash, you know.
Put a plastic bag in there, please.
Exactly. So I think what, you know, Rappaport was trying to say was he just not feeling Meek, and he thought that he took that L to Drake, which a lot of people thought as well.
He did.
No, definitely. But that's what I'm saying. Like, so I'm not sure why. I think why Meek reacted was because who Michael Rappaport is, and maybe, you know, from what I was reading or whatever, Michael Rappaport had approached him as a fan. Why would you take a selfie and pose for a picture with somebody who's trash?
Yeah.
I'm not posting with Lil Pump.
Well, you know, I mean, again, and unfortunately, with music nowadays, it's more about celebrity and not artistry. You know what I mean? And, you know, I don't give them a pass, but, you know, yeah. I mean, motherfuckers know. I mean, I said this shit in fucking one of my tracks. Motherfuckers know your face, but they don't know your rhymes.
Yeah.
You know, that's case in point right there.
Yeah, that's real spit. So let me ask you this. So Rappaport said Meek was trash. They squashed that. Then Meek came back and took away Tekashi's hip-hop pass for being a snitch and for being a fake gangster. So let me ask you, can Meek take passes? Is he at that level where he can snatch somebody's hip-hop pass and that's word is born?
Nah, he was better off saying maybe a street pass, but not hip hop, because Meek is not of the culture. You know what I mean? You know, in that sense, as far as preserving it and shit like that, like, he's not a hip hop head. You know what I mean? Right, this motherfucker's a yeller that, you know, shit. He was doing, he was Tekashi until Jay-Z bailed his ass out. You know what I mean? Like, the fuck, you know?
So you think even with, like, Meek's battle rhyming, you know, pass him on the street corners and shit like that, you still don't, that doesn't validate him enough?
No, fuck no, because it wasn't battle rhymes. He's just talking street shit. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that shit catch up with you, and he found out how that street worked. And somebody had to come bail him out. Unfortunately, with Tekashi, he was just in a deeper hole where he was past the point of no return. You know? I mean, like I said, with Tekashi...
Who can snatch a hip-hop pass at this point? Who do you feel in the culture has the voice to say, we canceling this person as an artist? Or is it just that the culture's so wide open right now that no one can do that?
You know, I mean, it's fucked up because it's kind of like, you know, an older uncle or your grandfather that nobody listened to. Motherfuckers, if somebody's older, you know, state anything, nobody give a fuck. You know what I mean? All the youngsters and shit are not going to believe it anyway. So, you know, we would take it, you know, for face value, but I don't think the youngsters, regardless of what we say or try to regulate or... what we try to do, they don't give a fuck of what we feel because they wouldn't let it go this far, you know.
So no Jay, no,
they're not gonna listen to fucking Jay. You know what I mean? You know, I mean.
So
I think women would hit, like, if Beyonce said something, and I don't think the fellas would follow through with
the ladies.
But I think the ladies would rep harder than what fellas would do.
Yeah, those beehives and those hives that the barbs and all them, they're strong. I think the dudes don't really have Twitter gangs like that.
There's not enough unity. You know what I mean?
Like, does Jay-Z have a group like I don't know what they would call them.
Yeah, motherfucker, they're called the fucking 1%. you know what killed me? You know, you talk about the Meek and, you know, I'm a king and all this type of shit and Puffy and Jay and, you know, like I feel good, but then I feel some type of way about that shit, man, because it's an exclusive club that they work their self into, but it's like, fuck the rest of us, you know what I mean? Like, you know.
Well, I mean, I think what they're trying to do is build slowly on the outside. I continue to see them add new people to the group or whatever, the society, you know.
See, but fuck society, man. Hit a city. You know what I mean? Help a city. Well, you know what I mean? Like,
so Puff just opened up two privately funded, where he's funding these schools in Harlem. So he just opened two of those. I know Swizz has a school going. I don't really follow what Jay does.
Congrats with Swizz getting his degree from
Harlem. His degree, yeah. And, you know, Jay instrumentally getting 21 Savage out, instrumental in, you know, doing what they did for Meek Mill, and now he's trying to do the prison reform. So I can see where they're going with that. I just think, to your point, I would like to see some new faces.
Yeah.
We saw Nip, you know, was there. You know, so we see some new faces. But I feel you. I would like to see a broader net cast to pull in some of these young brothers and sisters who could definitely take that Puff Jay-Z cosign. Not musically, but just status-wise.
Yeah.
Because when you have people who are trying to, let's say, get black dollar or get into the community... I don't feel like Jay and Puff should be the only gatekeepers. I think other people should have the opportunity to get that money, you know, and expand. I like, you know, what Nas did, you know, with
Nas,
you know,
is killing. Nas is killing shit. Fucking like 6 investments or some shit.
Yeah.
Everything over $500 million or more. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, so yeah, Nas is killing it, man. Props to him. Cube and I talked about Cube this a long back on episode of Solo Dolo, but Cube and LL are going to purchase those 22 former Fox networks.
What's crazy is they had to secure $1 billion.
Well, they had the Yankees are part of that deal, the YES Network.
Mm-hmm.
So the YES Network is I think another 3 or 4 seasons of Yankee baseball. So Cube and LL are controlling that. You know, and then you can pick up all the other Fox Sports affiliates, you know what I mean? So, you know, and a lot of them have NCAA contracts, you know what I mean? So that's a good look for them, man. So,
hell yeah. I mean, I didn't know collectively that they was sitting on that much, you know what I mean, just between the two.
There's other people who are part of this as well. They're definitely doing the majority of the heavy lifting. But you know, if you think about it, you know, people laugh because LL's done a lot of weird shit to be the GOAT. You know, after you know, rap, you know, fucking what's the NCSI, and he's, you know, hosting this and game show that and shit, like, you know, he did a lot of shit, and so he's getting the bag, expanding himself. I'm not mad at that. Cube post rap, even though he came back and dropped the record this year, has done a lot of, you know, different shit with his career, you know, making movies and shit like that. And so
production and all that.
They definitely have paper, and then I'm sure that they reached out to other folks that they trust and brought them into. So big win for them, man. I'm gonna segue to this story now. We're gonna touch it a little bit later, but let's give props to Queen Latifah. Man. You know, you were talking about that earlier, the $14 million investment into her hometown of Newark, New Jersey. Was it 20 townhomes you were saying?
So 20 townhomes, and then there's
like a three-story building or some shit.
Three-story. Well, back east they got like Segways and shit, storefronts, and then they got the apartments or whatever on top. So there's 16 units that she's adding on to the storefronts, and then she's got the townhomes that she's building in inner city. You know what I mean? And to what I understand, I've never been to Newark, but I heard it's pretty rough out there.
Yeah. And what's dope is it's almost like she's creating her own community.
That's what's up.
If you think
about
it, you got 20 townhomes and another 16 residents within the three buildings that are going to be built there. So you're definitely creating, you know, your own little neighborhood. You know what I mean? So props to her. And then you were saying it's going to be done like next year, by December. Yeah,
by December of 2020. Like, that's she's love, in there, man. making quick progress.
That's love, man. I hope the 20 families that get that opportunity, or not, the 36 families that get that opportunity, are very appreciative. And shout out to the queen, man.
Yeah, hey, man, you know. I'm telling you, we try to get away when we get some money. And, man, she's over there.
She's doing her thing, man. And you know what? Through television, you know, Flavor Unit, you know, and everything that she did with, you know, from records and the transcending that to television. She put Cam in the digital media game, you know, as far as doing movies and shit like that. So big ups to Queen Latifah, man. She's somebody that I feel doesn't get enough credit when it comes to one of the top, not only female MCs, but just icons in the game. Yeah. We need to give Latifah her icon status. You know what I mean?
That's real shit.
It is what it is. We, you know, movies, TV, music, the business side of it, now real estate, not just she bought some shit, real estate development. She is now developing shit. So, hey, man, big props to her, man. I know I'm missing some other shit. You know, she went and did her jazz shit, and I think she won a Grammy for the jazz record. You know, so she's a whole lot of accomplishments that we're missing out. And so we need to start, when we're discussing hip-hop icons, we need to give Latifah her due. She needs to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Definitely.
If she's not already, shout-outs to the queen, man. So I hate to segue from this positivity and beautiful shit to this ugly, 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 ugly shit. But your boy, Robert Kelly.
Leave my boy alone.
Yeah, leave your boy alone. Well,
case in the 90s and shit.
Didn't he write some shit? Welcome to the 90s. Something to the 90s. That was an Aaliyah fucking.
Born into the 90s.
You nasty motherfuckers. 90s, that was on some 90s shit. Yeah, it was. Motherfucker. But Kells. Prosecutors, as we know, have hit him with 10 counts of aggravated criminal abuse. For those, you know, who are like, what the fuck is aggravated criminal abuse in the state of Illinois? If you are 5 years older than a minor and have sex with them, that is what you are charged with. And then for people who are older than that, if you're holding someone against their will and having sex with them, these are the charges they hit you with. Now, 10 counts, each of those counts can carry as much as 7 years. So Kells is looking at 70 years. 9 of the 10 counts are alleged with victims ranging from 13 to 16 years old. They supposedly have multiple videos, photos. They set his bond at $1 million. They revoked his passport. I'm officially done with this shit, son. I mean, what, at this point, I know this is your guy. I know this is your dude when it comes to music. But, I mean, is he still in, he's still in rotation?
Is he still in rotation? Nah, I mean,
at this point, I mean, what more do you need to be like, I'm done with this cat?
I mean, I'm telling you what he... Hey, everybody got a personal life, you know what I mean?
Everybody got a personal life.
Hey, Robert Kraft is over here tricking, you know what I mean? Like, shit, does that negate the fact that he's a successful businessman? He's cheap on some pussy, but... I can't believe it, man.
I understand that he made some really good music. I understand that. But it's time for us to forget about this cat. And we can't forget about this cat if people are still trying to go half on a baby. You know what I mean? We just can't. And that's my opinion.
What you mean? I mean, you separate the music from the person. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Okay, so the average fan can do that. You're an artist.
Yeah.
So you know when you write a song, it is inspired by something, right? Because Kells wasn't the cat that was getting songs handed to him. If Kells was someone who didn't write his music, I'd be like, well, I can't be, you know, I'm not gonna cancel this because this was written by somebody else. This motherfucker was just the instrument, so to speak. But Kells is the one who was writing these songs. And I'm sure he's writing these songs based off what he's personally feeling at the time. You know what I mean? And so or what he might be inspired of. So if he's inspired by 14-year-old pussy, I don't want to hear that music that was inspired by young girl, vagina. I don't want to hear that.
See, but we don't know that. We don't know that because he was married and shit too, you know what I mean? So, I mean, this, and all this shit happened before he was married. They don't have no new shit post-marriage or whatever.
Well, we don't know yet what
they do. That's what I'm saying. We don't know. So,
but you know what I mean? Like, what they do have. Yeah, we know that he was...
We don't know if it was fucking Yolanda from the 8th grade that, you know what I mean, he was writing these tracks about and shit, you know.
No, but we know he was hitting Yolanda from the 6th grade.
And
I don't care what year it was. If he wasn't in 7th grade or 8th grade, I don't want to hear about it. If he was of age, hey, to me, I don't want to hear it, man. I don't want
to
hear it.
I think that to me is different because it's... Like I said, I separate the music from... I wasn't kicking it with R. Kelly, you know what I mean? Like, we weren't going to fucking Sadie Hawkins and picking up on hoes, you know what I mean? So I don't feel no guilt in that aspect. And whatever justice that them girls deserve, me listening to the shit or not listening to it is going to reflect any of it. You know what I mean? I can't get it back to them. So, I mean, with the music, like I said, the music... As I was telling you last week,
yeah,
I grew up with this shit. You know what I mean? So it is a part of my life. So it's like, you know, how can I cut that memory? I'm not a divorced, you know, fucking woman. You know what I mean? That can cut off and move forward and shit and go to fucking match.com and pick
you
up.
Ain't you ain't leaving the R behind. Shit. He's like, I ain't leaving you R.
I'm not bailing this motherfucker out or no shit like that. What he got coming, he deserved, bro. You know, I'm not saying he innocent or no shit like that. But, you know what I mean? Like I said, the music, I won't play for you because you gonna start crying.
Well, shit, first of all, I hope you would never play an R. Kelly record for me.
Or I won't play it around
you. Nah, I mean, listen, I don't want to hear it. He's nasty. That's on you, man. I'm not, you know, like I said, I like having the conversation with the folks that try to justify why they still listen to his music. But at the end of the day, it's everybody's choice, man. As long as you're not predicating on children, I'm just saying people in general. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think pedophiles got the soundtrack on blast. And shit
I wouldn't.
Like
hey,
that.
I wouldn't. You know, there's probably some sick motherfuckers out there that think there's some magic in the words that he says and shit like
nah,
that.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
There's wild motherfuckers out here, man. But let's segue to a little something different, man. Shit that's out. People, hey, yo. D, y'all never talk about new shit that's come out or let people know what's new and what's out. So we'll give you some shit that's out. Other than, you know, the little baby Gunners and all this other type of shit that's out there. what was it? Smith & Wesson, man, dropped some new shit produced by Ninth Wonder. I've not heard yet, but anything produced by Ninth Wonder, I'm fucking with.
This guy, yeah.
It's called The All, so go check that out. You were telling me about Ghostface and Czarface, and the new Czarface meets Ghostface that's out now. Casanova's got some new shit out, Free At Last. And then I can't forget about the West Coast. We got what, Burner and Mozzie with, was it Slimy Individuals or yeah, something like that? So that yeah. So before we end up wrapping up, man, what I wanted to touch on today was the increased court cases, drama that a lot of these young rappers are getting involved in, especially tail end of 2018, rolling into 2019. And I wanted to ask, who was to blame for this young, these young rappers catching cases even before their careers can mature, you know, many of them before their first major label album drops, you know. So you're familiar with the story of the what's his name, YNW Melly, or you know, the kid who killed his two best friends, has a song called Murder on His Mind. So basically two of his best friends get blasted, and what ends up happening is it's found out that he actually shot both of these dudes. So he's sitting in jail now, and they are connecting him and somebody else to a murder of a deputy police officer. So he's got three bodies on him. So I was checking the internet, just running around, and I came across a story, and I want to say it was somebody on Twitter, who was sharing videos where this young dude was talking about having multiple personalities. And one of these multiple personalities said was a killer and went by the name of Melvin. And he, there's like six videos where he's talking about, man, Melvin's gonna get out and do this, this, and that. So it was crazy to me, man, because I was like, wow, could this kid have been this rapper and then had another personality that was just a cold-blooded killer that, you know, once he switched, he just switched, and that was it? And could this, whoever Melvin is, could Melvin be the person that, you know, killed these three people? You know what I mean? So we really didn't discuss this at all, you know, before we started the show, but just off the top of your dome, how do you feel about schizophrenia, multiple, you know, multiple personality shit like that?
Shit is real, bro. Shit is fucking real, you know. And I mean, it, schizophrenia, I mean, they talk about mental health, and I think that that's one of the things that they should be fucking advocating over fucking the wall and shit like that. Because I mean, it, unfortunately with this kid, you know, he found his niche with music, but a lot of the schizophrenia and these multiple personalities, I mean, a lot of these fucking big shootings where, you know, there's 20 lives or more are taken, you know, a lot of these people are unstable, you know, and, right, and nobody, right. And I mean, they'll mention it, and unfortunately, like everything else, they distract us with the race aspect of it, but
right.
We're all sick. Everybody's sick, it, you know, no matter what race and nationality you are, and we've got fucking issues. So I think that it is definitely real. It is definitely real out here, and it's fucking, it, just like with the sexual abuse and shit like that, I think it's very taboo that we're not speaking about the real fucking issues that are going on.
And that was my next question, because I feel like, again, you and I have almost known each other 30 years, and so I don't know how many times that we were ever like formally introduced or made aware of somebody in someone's family who had something that was diagnosed. Like, we knew people who, you know, oh, they got a bad temper, or they're just crazy, but there was never like a formal diagnosis.
Never.
This person is on medication, this person goes to therapy. It was just kind of like, well, they need to go to church, or they need their ass whipped more, or you know, or it became a substance abuse kind of situation where, oh, the reason that they're this way is because of the substance that they use. Why is it so taboo in the black and the brown communities to realize that your family member or maybe even you needs help, and then to get that help?
I'll tell you like this, and it's fucked me up probably within the last year, because I've heard, I talk to a lot of women, that's my thing, is on the women, but with women coming up with the attitude.
Let me just stop you. Right? Yeah. You see this motherfucker flossing? Like, yeah, I talk to a lot of women.
But what women are saying, and it's our culture, and it's fucked up that women have taken this shit this far. But women, and I've heard it from multiple women, is I don't want to show no weakness. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's motherfuckers' attitudes in these times is I don't want to show weakness. And if you admit that, you know, your relative has you know, an issue, whether it be mental or a physical issue, you know, I mean, you're right. We just get the shit dropped on us, you know what I mean? As far as you kind of figure the shit out, and then once you figure it out, then they're more comfortable because you kind of understand. But there's no fair warning. So I think that, you know, motherfuckers are trying to protect whatever they have, and everything is so judgmental, and nobody wants to be judged. And it's, I think we're beyond that shit. I think, you know, most folks are grown and mature enough to handle, you know what I mean, any issues. But I think that we're so insecure with ourselves that we're worried about that judgment that, you know, somebody may pass on us.
Yeah,
so,
now that's real talking. You know, talking about that, I don't want to show no weakness, man. That hits close to home because that's my wife, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, born and raised in South Central Los Angeles, so that's her thing. Is I don't want to show any weakness, you know what I mean? And so we have conversations of what weakness really is.
Yeah.
Like, if you tell me that you need me to be emotionally available for you, or, you know, you're going through some shit or whatever, you need my support, I'm your husband, I'm your partner, you should need that from me. That doesn't make you weak, you know what I mean?
Not at all.
So, I feel you 100% on that. And unfortunately, you know, we do have that stigma that's attached to any type of emotion. Or, you know, anybody
going through, you know what I mean?
You know, like,
you a fag, you know, all this craziness.
Yeah,
you know,
what do we say?
Extra shit, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Even, you know, something as harsh as that, or something like, oh, you know, oh man, this cat's Carl Thomas right now. Mm-hmm. You know, he's, you know, so there's all kinds of shit. You know what I mean? And it's unfortunate, man. So hopefully, whoever is in this young man's life can get him the help he needs. You know. Yeah. If he truly is mentally, has, you know, if he truly has schizophrenia, hopefully he does get, you know, some help for that if he goes away, or even if he doesn't go away, I hope he gets that. But it's just crazy, man. I mean, like I said, from 2018 to 2019, just to give you some names of people who are either currently incarcerated or are facing some serious jail sentences. Not little shit, you know, not motherfuckers getting bagged for you know, having a pistol, you know, in the next car over. I'm talking about people who are looking at some serious shit. So we know about 6ix9ine, right? Mm. The Greedo motherfucker, the West Coast guy. I think he's doing like,
what was it, 25 or
something? Like a third strike or some shit like that, right? Kodak Black is looking at some bullshit. All right? We know about 21 Savage. You know about NBA Youngboy. Blueface is now looking at 3 years for felony firearm possession. This is second gun charge in less than, what, 6 months or some bullshit like that. And we talked about the YNW Melly kid. And then I think it was Little Baby from Little Baby and Gunna fame. He's looking at some bullshit too. So, I mean, where do we start with this? Is it the elders that we have to question, like, what the fuck is going on? Is it the labels? Are we looking at the labels like, hey, you know, you have a young hothead kid. What are you doing to keep him out of harm's way? And also, are we asking the kids, like, where's the knowledge of self? All of you guys are in great positions. You know what I mean? You're winning and you're going to be able to change your family's lives. Why do you continue to get draw back into the trap? You escape that. So the biggest thing that stuck out to me was what type of society the majority of us live in, and, you know, what is going on in our communities, you know. And as we know, a lot of single mothers, right? And I'm not putting this on them. So if you're listening and you're a single mother, or if you're just a woman in general, or a man that understands how hard that single women have it out there, I'm not one of them dudes that's here to bash women. So
we love y'all.
Yeah, single love mothers, y'all. We appreciate you holding it down, regardless if you're so-called the crazy ones or not the crazy ones. If you are holding it down and taking care of your child or children, truly doing that, much respect to you. These are just numbers and a reality, unfortunately. They say numbers don't lie, but this is the reality. And this is me O'Head, Dee Moraney, sharing this information for both the single mothers and the single fathers, and the mothers and fathers out there right now who are in marriages who, you know, are tripping and maybe might want to break up because she won't let you play NBA Live or 2K until 3 o'clock in the morning. And he's tripping because, you know, you spent too much money at fucking Fashion Nova. Those aren't reasons that you should break up your marriage, especially if there's kids involved. But 14 million parents, single parents, raising over 22 million children. Out of those 14 million, 82% of those single parents are mothers. 36% of them, of those mothers have never been married. 30% of those single mothers are living in poverty. 40% of them receive government assistance. 44% of them are raising multiple kids. 58% of those single mothers are African American. 23%, and it's at its highest it's ever been, are Hispanic. So
you're talking, what is that, 80%? Almost 80%.
Where are we at? Where are the fellas? You know, I know incarceration, death, you know, because of some of the lifestyles that we're living. But, I mean, is this something that, you know, is the fact that there aren't as many males, especially when it comes to these African-American kids, you know, our black children, is because the male presence is not there anymore? Is that why we have these young boys who, you know, are living life too fast and having to step up, maybe having to sling dope to take care of moms and the fam?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's no guideline or there's no enforcer, you know what I mean? And, you know, single women, I mean, kids are not going to listen to anyone more than a male figure, you know what I mean? Right, they'll listen to their mother, but, you know, they know what they can get away with. And right. I think, you know, after, what, 9 or 8 or 9, you realize your mother's cracks ain't going to hurt as much. Yeah. So it's less threatening. Yeah. So
from personal experience, just let me ask you, because you fall into these type of demographics here, you know what I mean? So how hard was it to not fall into these same type of traps, you know, with your pops, you know, going away for life at, what was it, 4?
Yeah.
At 4 years old, and not having some of the best role models early on, other than your mother, you know what I mean? All the other males that were, I guess, in your life and readily accessible to you, kind of were trying to go another route, you know, were trying to take you another route. Like, how, because that speaks to the knowledge of self. How were you able to maneuver that? What advice would you give to maybe one of these young kids that's in that same situation that's listening to the show today and might think about picking up their first pack or, you know, joining a neighborhood or you know, stealing a car or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it with me, it was rough, and I can't say that with it coming or being brought to light, everybody's going to see it the same way. With me personally, everything shifted at such a young age for me, and I seen my mother crying, and I didn't know, she wouldn't tell me why she was crying, you know what I mean? So I seen the pain, I seen the confusion, and, you know, all the world, you know, coming down, crashing on the shoulders. So with me being the oldest, like, and not having that understanding, and then eventually when she came and brought it, you know, to me.
How were you when you found out, like, the real? How were you?
Well, it was crazy because my mom, as far as what was going on with my father, she never told me. She never told me. I had to find out from my cousin bragging to his homeboys, you know what I mean, in the streets. So, and I mean, and my cousin at that time was 7, you know what I mean? So it wasn't like, you know, he was 15-year-old.
Yeah, he wasn't banging yet. It wasn't like he was sitting around with the homies.
But
like,
he was proud of, you know, what my father had done. But you know, but he's telling his friends, and you know, I didn't know what was going on. All I know is that we're shifting. We left my house, and we're staying at his house, and I don't know why. So then that's how I found out why. So my mom, I don't even think my mom did tell me. We were going to court and trial and jail and stuff like that. But I didn't know that concept. You know, I'm Tom and Jerry and fucking, you know, morning cartoons of Smurfs and shit like that. So to see my mother in pain, and crying, and then finding out what the real was, I promised myself at that young age. And it's fucked up because I don't know how the fuck I knew it was systematic and shit like that, but I promised myself I would never do anything bad to go ahead and be part of that system, as far as being in jail or prison or anything like that. So, I mean, with that, I had to hold my mom down because there was no man. I mean, we had my grandfather, but, you know, he wasn't in the household, and my mom, my mom is a real independent woman, so she didn't go running back to him. She had my sister and myself, and she
kept it pushing. Yeah,
you know, we downsized, got an apartment and shit like that. So I mean, it was, you know, it's crazy. But I was at that time, I wanted to be the only man my mom ever needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I mean, I took it like that. So I mean, the advice that I give to these kids, or that I could give to these kids, is that, you know, I mean, the world is yours, man. We all get hit with adversity, but all I can tell you is you are great. You got to understand you are great. There is a bigger path for you, and just don't get caught up by anything that's fast, because anything that's fast is not good. And I'll tell you a real story, and I'm an old-ass man, but I'm talking to my cousin last week, and I'm telling him my situation and trying to just work to get money, and he tells me straight up, he's like, I can't do that. I'd rather go from car to car. It's easier. Or I'd rather go in the car and go house to house, and it's easier for me to get money like that. And I understand. And of course, he's going to make more money than I am. But on some real shit, you know, I talked to his brother last night, and he tells me that he's locked up. So, you know, I mean, a week of getting the money that fast is not definitely a long-term solution.
Right.
So understand your solutions and the commitment that you're willing to do for it, you know.
Yeah, fast money usually leads to a long time.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah, in multiple time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, multiple time. And it's hard. Once you get caught, you're trapped, and it's hard to get out of that cycle. As you have, like you just shared with it, as you're, you know, you have family members that, you know, are caught up in that cycle, as many folks do, and it's hard to
shake
to get out of there.
And that's what it is by design, you know.
Yeah, definitely. So, do the labels have any, you know, culpability in this? So, you know, why are they not? Let's just talk about it as if these young men are commodities, because honestly, they are, right? So we're going to talk about it from the label side. Why aren't they protecting their investments? You know, I said, Elliot Grange tried to talk to Tekashi so he wouldn't fuck with the, you know, the situation with the Treyway and try to get him out to Cali. He didn't want to come out here to be tutored by Kanye, whatever the supposed word was. But why aren't these labels doing more, finding out more about these artists and making sure that they're taking care of them as the investments that they are? Because, you know, these kids are making these labels a lot of money, you know, and, you know, it's very rare. I don't think any of these guys that I've named actually own any of their masters. You know what I mean? So they're gravy trains right now. I mean, from a label perspective, if you were one of these, you know, execs, or, you know, would you make sure that these artists were, you know, far removed from any drama? Or do you think that the drama that they continue to get themselves in just thrives, you know, their notoriety? Right. Yeah.
I mean, with the label, they don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? And with these kids getting in trouble and shit like that, there's just more access to their music. I mean, because they already got what they want as far as the masters and the publishing and everything lined up.
Likenesses, yeah, merchandise, all that type of shit, yeah.
So when these kids are locked up, you know what I mean, they have no access, and, I mean, shit, it's like you leaving, you got this big-ass mansion, and you're gone for 3 weeks. Motherfuckers is going to break in and get all that shit out. So, you know, the labels, man, they don't, they're not protecting an investment. I mean, we got to stop thinking like it's sports, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, fucking LeBron is, you know, LeBron is fucking up. They're going to straighten him out, you know what I mean? Right, and make sure that he doesn't throw his shit away. With music, man, it's here today, gone tomorrow. So, you know what I mean? That's, you know, if you're on the straight and narrow, this still can happen like that. So,
yeah,
I'm like, fuck it, man. Get your money, you know. And unfortunately, with motherfuckers getting locked up and, you know, doing the Pac or the Tekashi shit, you know, getting locked up, it bring more attention to those artists.
Look at R. Kelly.
You hate R. Kelly, but the streaming went the fuck up with all this shit hitting the fucking TV.
I think the YMW Melly kid skyrocketed when he got locked up or whatever.
Triple X getting murdered and shit like that reflects. You know, like, who the fuck is it? Let me go see who it is. So,
yeah,
man, them checks are coming to them anyway because it's their fucking publishing and all that shit.
That's crazy, man. I think honestly,
it's by design by these motherfuckers, you know what I mean? Like, shit, fuck up, let us get your money, you know, build your shit up, and, you know, how you turn it around is on you, you know what I mean? But I don't think they care.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I guess we can only blame us, you know what I mean? We need to be better, you know, better community, you know, oriented, you know what I mean? We need to start putting people in position of power who can help our children, you know, and help our future in the long run, because like you said, this is all systematic, man. Mm. This is all definitely everything systematic, you know. And it's like, I'm sure these labels know that these kids have charges and things of that nature, and that's why they treat them like the way they treat them, you know what I mean? Get them out there as quickly as we can. Let's make a quick buck, because we don't know how much time we have with this kid before he makes that decision, goes to jail, and now we have to find the next new him. Because, mm-hmm, you know, there's no artist development on the music side. There's none of that. And it shows, because they're treating, you know, they know that their current crop of next superstars,
it's like temps, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, pretty much.
They treat them like temporary employees,
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he probably got fired a couple times, probably got a bad attitude, your work ethic's a little shaky, you know what I mean? But shit, we need you right now, and we're going to ride you till the wheels fall off, you know what I mean? So, I mean, hopefully... No, not hopefully. If you know any young heads, young dudes, man, you know, as an old head, we need to find a way to be able to reach these kids in a way that is not confrontational, and they don't feel as if we're challenging them. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to start getting out there, and we got to start doing more in regards to that, man, and really trying to teach these youngsters that they are the future, and they have a greater opportunity to impact the future than we do. Or we ever did, because of the platforms they have, the cats like LeBron, you know what I mean, that they have platforms that they can go ahead and get a message out there to a large amount of people, and sometimes people who don't even look like each other.
Yeah, but I'll tell you one thing that I love about this generation, man. It's crazy and off key that we may think they are and shit like that. I'm gonna tell you like this. If there's gonna be any change, it's gonna be from these motherfuckers, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah, no, I agree
because
with you
100%. They are fucking fearless. You know what I mean? They don't fear shit. You know what I mean?
You're
like,
right.
You know, unfortunately, they're not being schooled, you know, how to control the fear.
Yeah.
Or not the fear, but the anger. But they don't fear fucking nothing. If these motherfuckers put their ass together, you know what I mean, and set some shit or line some shit up,
yeah,
these motherfuckers can make some serious fucking change.
No plan. They have no fear, but they also have no plan.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's where the balance is, and that's where we fucking let them down. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know, we forgot to shout out in regards to just doing shit within the community, man, is Nipsey. Because Nipsey...
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, he's buying the center where the Marathon clothing store was.
The whole shopping center.
Yeah, he's buying the whole shopping center.
Who the fuck does that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Certainly not Robert Kraft, right?
Oh, shit.
So, Nip is buying...
He's buying pussy in the shopping center.
So, he is buying the whole shopping center. He's also going to put some, I think, like 13 apartments up as well. So, again, changing your community. And that's what we talked about this a couple times on the past couple weeks. Wanted the NBA to put schools in each community where they have a a franchise. And so we got to do that, man. We got to get better at doing that. But, man, we can wrap this up at this point. Is there anything that you want to say before we get out of here?
I mean, shit, I'm going to shout you out, brother. You got to be at work in fucking, 3 hours or some shit like that?
Yeah, man, I'm back on the grind early tomorrow.
Over here dropping the show, I'm going to tell you, man.
Hey, man, we got to get
old head over here. Hey, dedicated and you know, definitely put it down just so we can get the platform out to you guys. So, you know, definitely shout out to y'all for listening. But, hey, you shout this hip-hop Uncle Phil out. Show him some love for his dedication and, you know, pulling through like a trooper.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. Big shout-outs to A-Dot the God. That's who you're going to hear behind us tonight.
Fire.
When it comes to some beats. So big shout-outs to him. Go check him out via SoundClick, A-Dot the God. And again, before we get out of here, big shout-outs to the Digital Soulbox Network. Big shout outs to An Honest Conversation About Hip Hop co-hosts, Big Pooh and King OG. Again, you can catch us everywhere, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere that they have quality podcasts, iTunes. We are definitely there. And we'll be back. A whole lot of new content coming up with in 2019, doing some things. So, you know. Stick with us. And again, thank you for listening to another episode of Solo Dolo. I'm your host, D. Moraney, a.k.a. Hip Hop's Uncle Phil. And shit, we'll holler at you soon. Peace.